The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 616.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Are you having a good time this fine day? Hey, thank you so much. You know what you did. You are subscribing to the show, and man, it makes such a big difference. Thank you so much for that. So today, I want to ask you, do you ever play head games with yourself? And specifically, head games about consistency? Well, I have a great question, and I love it for so many reasons because there's so many levels to it. But let me just read what this listener wrote in. I would like help with the head games I play with myself that sometimes stop me from being consistent. Man, this word consistency is just such a hot button, isn't it? We get this one all the time, and this is such a particularly good one because it narrows in on head games. And it narrows in on a big issue that most of us beat ourselves up about or talk about. I can tell you, we get this every other question that comes in. Okay, that's an exaggeration, but a lot. We get it a lot. So I want to make a few points about this that I think hopefully will start to unravel some of this. And the first point I want to make is I think all of us need to really give ourselves a break about action as the path to success and consistency as the path to success. You know, if you think about the way we're conditioned, we are conditioned to have productivity be our dopamine fix. I know myself, like I ask myself, why is it when I clean the garage all day, I get to the end of the day and I feel so good, but why is it if I sit on the couch and watch Netflix all day, I feel so bad and I feel so guilty? There's no logical reason why watching fun, enjoyable comedies or movies or series all day should feel less satisfying than cleaning the garage. In fact, you'd think it would be the opposite, right? So what's going on here? And I don't think I'm alone in having been fed the productivity drug. You're a better person. It feels good to be productive. It feels good to be a little worker bee. And so we need to give ourselves a break and we need to be aware of it. Part of the reason why I called the mindset shift experiments in the Train Your Brain book, quote unquote, experiments, I call them mindware experiments, is because if we can start to develop a playful attitude about our own indoctrination, about our own programming, about our own hurdles that we have to overcome, if we can start to look at tweaking our thinking and changing our thinking as a fun little experiment, like, why is it that cleaning the garage is such a feel-good at the end of the day? Like, really, really, like, looking at everything that's reality and everything that we have been sold as quote-unquote truth and asking ourselves, like, is it true or am I just conditioned? Is this just conditioning? And if so, can I uncondition? Can everything feel good? Can it feel good if I clean the garage? Can it feel good if I don't clean the garage? Can it feel good if I sit on the couch all day? Can it feel good if I go for a walk? Like, can I make everything in my life feel good and feel guilt-free? So the first thing is, we've got a story going on. This audience member has written in and saying, I'm playing all these head games with myself and it stops me from being consistent. And the first point I want to make for her and for everybody is to say, let's give ourselves a break. We have been trained to think that consistency in action is the holy grail. Good for you. You're productive and consistent and action oriented. And oh my, aren't we good little soldiers, right? So then point two, I want to say or make a point of reminding you is that consistency in action doesn't really matter. And this is what we think we're doing, consistency in action. But if action isn't what builds your business, then what really does matter is consistency in thinking, consistency in mindset. That's what matters. Being consistent in the way we think makes a difference, makes a huge difference in our lives, in the quality of our lives, in our joy, in our results, in the way we show up in the world, in the money we make. Consistency in thinking is the only thing. Because consistency in thinking is the precursor to any action that we take. So then point number three is that it starts with awareness. I named my company The Mind Aware, not The Mind Happy. We all love happy. We all love joy. It's nice if you can feel happy. It's nice if you can feel joyful. But I will take awareness every single time because when you are aware, that is almost all the way there. That is nearly all the way there. And it really allows you to look at your life like an experiment or like a fun little interesting path or like an adventure or like an enjoyable experience that we get to play in, like a sandbox to play in, like a creative, passionate, adventurous path that we're on. It starts with awareness. It starts with busting ourselves. So even the thought, oh man, I play these head games with myself and it stops me from being consistent. Like, look at all the stuff you could bust yourself on there, right? You can bust yourself that, okay, right, consistency isn't what matters. Consistency in thinking is what matters. I'm telling myself I play head games, and so of course I'm going to play head games. Does this thought feel good? No, this is a big feel-bad thought. You know, it's so funny how we can take positive thinking and we can bust ourselves with all the different levels we're doing, and it's good to be aware and bust ourselves as long as you don't make it a new feel-bad. So the new feel bad can't be busting ourselves. Sometimes what I try to do is I try to bust myself in a really extreme way that makes me almost laugh. So it's like a little dialogue in my head that goes like, come on, Dana Wilde, you know better than to think like this. You just stop that thinking right now, Missy. Right? And I'm pretty soon I'm like cracking myself up because I'm, you know, a very good audience, a very easy to crack up with, very, very simple humor. And I'm realizing like, yeah, I don't need to think like this. I can think differently. And so we all have our different ways to shake ourselves up, so to speak, or scold ourselves or give ourselves a way to make ourselves laugh. Maybe your way is talking to yourself really overly soothing. Like, come on, little Dana, you can stop talking like that. Like, that might crack me up too. So everybody's got their method, right? But bust yourself. Start with awareness. Let's not let ourselves be lazy thinkers. When we start these little loops that we do about, oh, I'm bad. I've got head games. I'm bad. I'm consistent. And I know, like, you wrote this in and you're not really in this place emotionally, but I'm saying this for the us, the general us, like to remind all of us that yeah, we can just start with awareness and shift from there. And so then what's point number four? Point number four is let's go back right around to point number one and give ourselves a break and relax and have fun. Mindware experiments. Life is interesting. Life is an adventure. It can be fun cleaning the garage, but it can also be fun doing other things. It's okay to recognize the history and the programming that we've had. It's okay to recognize when we have negative thoughts, and it's okay to bust ourselves and laugh at ourselves. You know, we're never, at least I don't think I am, ever going to get to the point where I don't have negative thoughts or preferences or things that change and shift. And then I say, well, I don't want that. You know, it's okay. It's all okay. Really what we're doing here as brain trainers and really what we're doing here together is trying to find more day-to-day joy and awareness and happiness and knowing that when we focus on feeling good, when we focus on mindset, when we focus on happiness, that ultimately it's practical. We live better lives. We move forward in better ways. We get better results. We show up in the world in a better way. People like us better. We like them better. The creative pathways in our brain open up. I mean, there's so many benefits to this. And so really the head games I play with myself sometimes that stop me from being consistent, let's shift that around and let's talk about it this way. I like that I'm aware that I have head games. I like that I even know that this is an issue. It's so nice to be aware of my own thoughts. It's so nice to know that I'm on this path of being not only self-aware, but human consciousness here, banging around in the mucky muck and figuring it out in my own way and making my own way in the best way that I can. And I like that I can bust myself about being consistent. I do know and I do believe that it is consistency in thought that matters. I know that. I have been in the Train Your Brain sandbox long enough to know that mindset matters most. And I like that I know that. And I'm enjoying the path as I go on it. And it's fun to be busted. And it's fun to land on my feet and go, okay, I got busted and I'm still here and I'm ready to go for another round. And the next time I hear that voice that says, oh, I shouldn't play head games, I'll laugh again. It's all okay. There is really, what does Abraham Hicks say? There's nothing serious going on here. Is that the best or what? Right? There's nothing serious going on here. And I love that you brought this forward because all of us can use the reminder that there's nothing serious going on here. And consistency is consistency as we see it, as we choose it. I want to remind anybody who is new to the sandbox that if you want a crash course in this in 60 seconds, head on over to the 60secondworkshop.com. We do all sorts of fun stuff. And next time I'm going to do something a little different on the show that I've never done. I'm going to share an exercise on the show. Usually only the Train Your Brain You Sandbox gets these exercises. So this is something new. I just kind of happened across it the other day and it's been working great for me. And so it's an exercise for shifting habits. So I hope you can join me on the next episode. And in the meantime, what do we know? What do we do? Nothing serious is going on here. We're having fun. We're playing. We're on the path. We're doing experiments. We're feeling good. We're being aware. We're moving forward. We're building our businesses. We know happiness is practical. We know mindset matters most. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Life is good.
It's not a hell yes, it's a no.
Very good. Yes.
Don't be afraid to make the change. The world will go on.
If you're not pissing people off, you're not doing it right.
Practice mindful walking.
Stay outside of your comfort zone, because that's where the magic happens.
How many people we know who get to the top of the ladder and, as Stephen Covey beautifully said, find that it's leaning against the wrong wall?
Pause and give this moment my full love and attention.
Feedback does not ever tell you anything about yourself. It tells you about the person or the people giving the feedback.
Am I being driven by my greed? Am I being driven by my pride or my ego?